your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Honoring the fallen. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Memorial Day is for, to remember the more than 1.3 million Americans who've died fighting for our country.
Let us live lives worthy of their sacrifice, especially in these challenging times of pandemic.
Retired Colonel Dino Pick at a crowdless ceremony in Monterey, California. Other commemorations today are virtual in place of parades or other events. President Trump will lay a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery, then go to Fort McHenry in Baltimore. Most other Americans have today off, and this long weekend's the unofficial start to summer with barbecues and some going to the beach. White House Dr. Deborah Birx urges us,
out of respect for each other, as Americans that care for each other, we need to be wearing masks in public when we cannot social distance.
But in Missouri,
not a lot of mask wearing or social distancing in the Ozarks. Huge crowds packing pools, going viral, looking more like Vegas in the heart of summer, although there were reports that temperature checks were done at least one establishment.
Now the coronavirus has been surging in Brazil, so it is about to get the same treatment as China and Europe. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, President Trump issued a proclamation cutting off most travel from Brazil. Non-citizens will be banned from entering the U.S. if they were in the country in the prior 2 weeks. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien told CBS Face the Nation.
Just like we did with the U.K. And Europe and China, and we hope that'll be temporary. But because of the situation in Brazil, we're going to take every step necessary to protect the American people.
There will be exemptions for green card holders and close relatives of U.S. citizens, as well as airline workers. Brazil is now second in the world in coronavirus cases, trailing only the U.S. Dave?
Rachel, an American held as an accused spy in Russia could be there a long time. Prosecutors in court in Moscow today pushed to give Paul Whelan 18 years in prison for espionage. Whelan, a former U.S. Marine, denies the charges, claims he was set up. America's listening to Fox News.
Dell Technologies has special business savings right now to help you office everywhere and stay productive. Save up to 45% on desktops, laptops, and do-it-all servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new modern devices with Windows 10 and save on essential electronics. All with free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit Dell.com/small-business-deals.
America is in an economic tailspin. President Trump rebuilt the U.S. economy, and he can do it again. Now, Newsmax TV's Chris Salcedo is looking at the lockdowns. If you're invested in stocks, watch Newsmax TV's Chris Salcedo Show. Also on Newsmax TV, see Mike Huckabee, Michelle Malkin, Herman Cain, Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, and more. Find Newsmax TV on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Spectrum, Optimum, U-verse, Fios, Suddenlink, Mediacom, WOW, and Armstrong. Check your cable guide and tune in now. Everyone else does.
This could be a historic week in Congress. The House may let members vote using a proxy for the first time ever, letting a representative who's there cast votes for those who aren't.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has triggered a resolution approved earlier this month by the Democratic House majority, allowing members to vote remotely by proxy during the coronavirus pandemic.
We want their voices to be heard. The planning that has gone into it has been very smart.
It's not clear how many lawmakers will actually request a proxy vote, or each proxy is allowed to hold up to 10 votes. Republican leaders opposed the rule change, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell suggests constitutional concerns. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Hurricane season doesn't officially start until next Monday, June 1st. But we've already had one tropical storm in what may be a busy year. 19 named storms predicted.
Water, canned food, fuel, and radios powered by batteries or cranks are all needed supplies for enduring tropical cyclones. And as per usual, Florida is nixing the sales tax on these items starting Friday to encourage more people to buy up what they need in advance of actually needing it.
Fox's Evan Brown. There was no Indianapolis 500 this Memorial Day weekend. It got pushed back in the corona crisis to August, but NASCAR raced.
We go to green, and our 600 miles of remembrance is underway.
But 600 miles weren't enough. They added two laps at the end after a late crash, making yesterday's Coca-Cola 600 in Charlotte the longest NASCAR race ever. Brad Keselowski won it on Fox. The other sport on TV yesterday, a charity golf match. Two of the best golfers of all time teamed up with two of the best quarterbacks ever. Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning beat Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady, who went viral for not just being not great at golf, Video lit up social media after Brady split his pants reaching down to pick up a ball. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Illinois lawmakers have passed a budget and sent it to the governor. The budget relies on borrowing up to $5 billion from the Federal Reserve's Municipal Liquidity Facility Program. It also authorizes another $1.5 billion in borrowing between the General Revenue Fund and other state funds. The budget totals $42.8 billion. Minor damage was reported after at least two tornadoes touched down in northwest Illinois this weekend. The AP said one touched down in Whiteside County. The other was in Ogle County. A machine shed was destroyed and power lines came down. The Illinois General Assembly has approved language that explains the pros and cons of adding a graduated rate to the income tax system. The House on Friday adopted a joint resolution that provides for information to go to voters sometime before the November 3rd election. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Well, good Memorial Day Monday. ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J. We check your ESPN three-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service. Morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. Set clouds and sun today. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Warm again with a high 86 expected. 66 our low into the evening tonight. Similar temperature range tomorrow with a high 86, low 66. Scattered shower chance at 40% again. We've got a high 80 on Wednesday, 82 on Thursday. The warm conditions continue. Right now, the temperature's at 66 on ESPN 93.5.
Yes, it is Memorial Day, and yes, we will pay tribute to those that have given the ultimate sacrifice. It has always been about the soldier.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and that bright and early.
My notes say Toby Keith.
Yes.
All right.
Very moving in concert when he brings up the military and armed forces president. And they're all, oh.
I don't do it for the money.
Great song, American Soldier.
Well, we have a special show at 11 this morning. And Diane Ducey is so crafty. So is craftily or so incredibly talented. Just together at 11 o'clock, a tribute, because you can't go to the cemetery today, I guess.
Yes, every branch of the military is represented in this service that we pre-recorded. I appreciate all the soldiers who came in at CU Elks Club in Savoy and Steve Lemke's sound production sponsoring this Memorial Day program at 11.
That'll be coming up because we are not allowed to gather as a group.
When the wolf growls at the door.
You can, of course, go as an individual.
Right. The vision is to see it in your, or listen in your car and see the military memorials in your community or graveside. I know that Grandview, they have the flags up and have decorated 2,500 cemetery graves.
It just almost feels surreal that we're in this time. I kind of forgot about it for a bit over the weekend. I'll explain. Let's go to Alan Sachs, our professor on Mondays. How are you, sir?
Good morning. It's raining here, and it's sort of a dreary Memorial Day, but maybe that's the way it should be. Instead of being sunny and bright, it ought to be a time for sort of reflection, and it is very much like that. I was out at the DFW National Cemetery about a week or two ago. My father has a big American flagpole out there with an American flag on it, so I'm very proud of that.
Your father served?
Yes, he did, in the Second World War.
Oh. Professor of the University of Texas and Arlington Political Science Professor Alan Sachs, who knows history like nobody's business. Would we have survived 244 years without the soldier?
Probably not. It's an amazing story, because the country was founded as a very small agricultural nation on the east coast of the United States. What was it, 13 colonies, and then they moved inward and taking over the whole continent. And it required a lot of soldiering. Some of it obviously is still very controversial. I'm talking on this continent, but abroad, the First World War, but especially the Second World War, was a war that changed everything. And America emerged after that as the greatest nation on earth. today is being challenged by China, as everybody knows. So it's a very different world today. And I think our challenges are just beginning.
You know, it feels like, was it Lincoln that said we would never lose to a foreign outside source, but we would could tear ourselves apart from within?
I think so. And there's been a lot of people that have said the same thing, that if a country crumbles, it's because of within. It's lost its will. And I think that is absolutely correct. There's been a lot of stories and anecdotes about how the Roman Empire fell. And one of the things, and the Roman Empire lasted for about 800 years, if I'm not mistaken, and we've been around for a little over two. And one of the most interesting books about the Roman Empire, and there's been a lot of them written about why it fell, but one of them is when the Romans forgot they were Roman, when they forgot who they were. And I think there's a lot of truth in that for the United States as well. We've forgotten who we are.
Well, Alan, who are we?
We are Americans. We are a conglomeration of many, many people. Just like the coin says, one out of many, e pluribus unum. But in many ways, we're becoming balkanized, split apart, this hyphenated stuff. We're all hyphenated Americans, but mostly we're Americans. I think a lot of people have forgotten that a lot. Our universities, I think, are complicit in this, on our educational system. I have very little good to say about the way our educational system teaches younger people who they are. They do a lot of good stuff, but in regard to teaching us who we are, I think they do a very poor job.
And do you think over time that has had impact then?
I think that what universities and public education has done has been very deleterious to us in teaching us who we are. They've split us apart more than bringing us together, our universities and public education. They would say the opposite, but I think that's what they do. They split us apart rather than bringing us together.
As Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas Arlington, we start Mondays with Alan, longtime professor, University of Texas Arlington. And you are a former Democrat, correct?
Oh, yes. And it's an interesting story. Sometimes after some time, I can tell you how I left the Democratic Party and moved over to the Republicans, or at least a more conservative posture in American life. By the way, just two quick things. I have usually nothing very good to say about CNN, but last evening they had two big documentaries back to back that I have to admit were really extraordinary. Both could be used against President Trump, but they were really good documentaries. One was about the pandemic and how President Trump responded to it or not. And the second one was about the rise of China. And again, with the pandemic being the center point of the story. Both were amazing documentaries. They did a good job. And I think they both came down, or should come down, to haunt President Trump. But you know, if people do not want President Trump, who are they going to get? Joe Biden, you know, who's an empty suit. I mean, literally, an empty suit. So it's a real dilemma now in the coming election. If they reject President Trump, and I think there's all kinds of signs that point in that direction, who are they going to get? An empty suit like Joe Biden. Joe Biden cannot stand up to the Chinese, and I think, or to anybody else for that matter. So I think the coming election is a rude awakening for everybody.
You know what, though, Alan? If you don't have Joe Biden and somehow the Democrats realize that, it's got to be Bernie, because the Bernie people will totally bolt the party, I think, if, in fact,
the two would be just awful.
Well, you got a socialist,
the
and
two would be awful.
You got a socialist.
I mean, literally.
But Alan, you have a socialist, and then you have a guy that is, if we're honest with ourselves, he's not cognitively, he's not available. There's no way you could put him there.
Oh, you mean Bernie?
No, I'm talking about Joe Biden is not
Joe Biden, yet. If you elect Joe Biden, a friend of mine said something, if you elect Joe Biden, you don't even know who you're electing. I mean, it could be you're electing Nancy Pelosi, if you know what I mean. You know, I mean, he's everything. He's an empty vessel, whatever anybody wants to pour into his brain. So it's really a terrible dilemma. So if the country rejects President Trump, and a lot of signs point in that direction, Joe Biden, what an awful choice. What an awful choice.
Well, it's just I'm kind of compromised because as a human being, I know we can all go there where we start slipping like that. But to prop him up to be president, it's just a question of who would run the country, because it won't be Joe Biden. I'm sorry.
That's exactly right. You're putting it much better than I was trying to get it out. He will not be the president of the United States.
No.
And when we look at China and how strong they're coming on with all their problems, Joe Biden can no longer stand up to China. In fact, I think he's already compromised himself years ago with China.
Hunter and
his
son.
We're in a real dilemma in regard to leadership. We have 330 million people in this country, and look who we have to choose from.
Mm-hmm. Well, Professor, it's always a pleasure. God bless the USA. God bless America, sir. Thank you for
always
being on. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. I'm sorry to bring this horrible reality about the new election coming up.
Well, we'll see what happens. A long way between now and November, but thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, and wish everybody a safe holiday.
You as well. Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. Always a pleasure to talk to Alan. 55 years. And I think he still does a class. He's 81 or so, but we call him on Mondays. A real good guy. All right, and former Democrat. And he's told some stories before about, you know, being, you know, entrenched in the party.
Mm-hmm.
And sometime we'll have to get his story. And what happened when he decided to leave the party?
Right.
Disenfranchised, disavowed.
Yes, ostracized.
Was not good. He's a good one on Mondays. All right, glad you're listening. It is Memorial Day. Diana's put together a really good show coming up at 11 this morning on all four of our stations.
Thank you.
And if you want to listen to it, then 11 o'clock, there's no Jeremy Warner show, no drive today, right? No
That's
drive.
Right.
So we are here and wanting to remind you that 11 this morning, we will have that program for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do we title it just a Memorial Day special?
That's right. At 11 o'clock, it lasts around 20 minutes or so. And again, we appreciate the CU Elks in Savoy, Elks Care, Elks Share, and Lemke Sound Production. And they're just passionate about our veterans in the community. And because we couldn't do things as we normally do, as far as gathering together and honoring our fallen soldiers, they decided, let's do this on the radio. And it came out pretty good.
Okay. We will keep talking and tell you about the weekend and see what you did. And if you want a name thrown out there on the radio, presented as a veteran that you want to tip your cap to,
mm-hmm.
someone who gave their all, you want me to say their name on the radio this morning, we're honored to do that. You can just text me to 359-2255, or you can Facebook message me. Plenty of you, I didn't know how many of you'd be up on Memorial Day, but more than I expected on this very important day. I just don't believe at all we would still be here without people fighting. They're just bad forces, and we have to stand up and fight sometimes to protect what we have and the liberties and freedom. It just wouldn't be here without the protection of our military. It just wouldn't. 359-2255.
On Facebook, I know Markle just chimed in with a brother from Sydney, a family of a Vietnam pilot, thankful for closure and an article done on that. So once again, we remember our MIAs certainly on a day like today.
You bet you. Oh boy, I tell you, the families that have to endure that, it just must be horrific to always live and not know.
Right.
Okay, we check our ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
We've got some clouds now. There is a chance of rain today. High 86 expected, and 66 our low into the evening tonight. Tomorrow, same. High 86, low 66, with a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Scattered shower chance at 50% on Wednesday. High 80, low 65, 82, with an 80% chance of rain on Thursday. It's a wet week ahead and warm. warm also. Temperatures currently at 66 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, coming up on 720, no markets today, but we still have a Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. It is 720 in Champaign-Urbana.
I'm Connell McShane. This is the Fox Business Report.
Airlines are evolving the way they operate to make you more comfortable with flying and to protect their employees. Delta says it'll keep planes no more than 60% full through at least July to keep social distancing. Airline trade group IATA wants governments to add temperature screening outside airports to make terminals a sterile place with redesigns of security boarding, customers, and immigration. Face masks are already at least recommended for most flights. The perk of early boarding may be going away as airlines board back rows first to limit traffic jams. The Wall Street Journal says many airlines are also removing in-flight magazines and scrapping meal services. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America together, on air and online. Only Fox News Channel.
Governor's orders. BMW Champaign is open for business. For the same payment of a domestic, why not buy a BMW? Sporty BMW race cars for under $400 a month. Full size, three big rows for the price of a Chevy. But we live in a different world than we did just a few weeks ago. The deals are aggressive but temporary. Factory hasn't built or shipped vehicles in over a month. Inventories are dropping quickly. And if you wait, the BMW Champaign cars will be gone and the deals will be gone forever. You will have missed it. So buy online now at BMWofChampaign.com or simply come see us because we're open by order of the Governor.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Yeah, it's Memorial Day Monday. Diane Ducey's along here. I'm Stevie J. Lovely Greenwood. Used to sing it back in the day. This is one of the best ever. I just saw
it. If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. With just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this lady.
at the assembly hall, and I just wanted to sign up somewhere to something.
Right.
I mean, I was just ready to go. But when was Lee Greenwood at the assembly hall? 80s, 90s? It was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. All right. So Bob Kappas is who?
He is a Marine, the Richard L. Pittman Detachment, and it's a bunch of guys. There's probably about around 50 that are active members right now, and they used to meet once a month. And, of course, this buddy program kind of thing is resonating throughout these groups. In case you are in the military and a veteran and haven't been active, I suggest getting involved in AMVETS or the American Legion or something like the Richard L. Pittman Detachment. With the Marines, he just kind of explains his service and then what it's like to be a part of a club like this.
Well, I'm Bob Kappas. I'm the Commandant for the Richard L. Pittman Marine Corps League. Served during Vietnam. I didn't go over. I spent about a year in California, Camp Pendleton, or Marine Corps Air Station El Toro. Then I went to Headquarters Fleet Marine Force in Pacific, which is in Hawaii. And from there, I came back to Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. And went on the med cruise, went to France, Spain, Italy, Greece. I had a real good tour for that time of that period.
And when do you guys meet, where, that sort of thing?
Well, when they let us meet again, we meet on Thursdays at 7 o'clock at the Urbana VFW on Main Street. There's a Facebook page out there, and we have a website, cumarines.org, and it's you can get information there on how to contact any or all the officers.
Okay, very good.
So, yeah, but it's there. Those that we get to join come back, and the camaraderie, getting and talking to fellow Marines, you know, and some of the older guys. We don't want to forget our veterans, you know. They're very important to this country, and they seem to be overlooked a lot. Now it's getting better than what it was. I think it's starting to slip again a little bit. With all this that's going on, so but hopefully we can get back up and be proud of our country again.
You betcha.
It's a little down right now.
Thank you, Bob Kappas. Thank you, sir, for your service. 11 o'clock this morning, our special Memorial Day radio program on all four of our stations, ESPN 93.5, US 105.9, 95.3 Christian FM, and Q96. We're just going to pay tribute for 20 minutes or so. Great show put together by Diane Ducey.
Thank you.
Okay, so Donna says some of the comments coming in this morning. There's no way we can lose Trump if we get Biden. We're sunk. Donna, I am. Donna says. Ken says national anthem neighborhood sing along 6:30.
Okay.
Flag at 409 Dorchester Muhammad. That's going on 6:30 this evening. Donna says the Democratic Party and its want to serve the American people has changed through the years. They just don't have the right values anymore, in my opinion. That's from Donna. You can always Facebook message me or text in 359-2255. Love to hear from you. Okay, so over the weekend, did a little golfing.
Oh, great.
Went golfing, felt unbelievable, fabulous, unreal. I don't know if I've ever enjoyed a round more. And frankly, carrying a bag, and I had the lightweight bag you can get, carrying the bag, walking 18, 1977, probably, last
haven't
time.
Haven't done that since then.
Yeah, it's been 43 years.
Okay.
Because they just don't do it. You're in a cart. Not carrying. I mean, I just couldn't remember. But it was lovely. It was wonderful. It was peaceful. And every 15 minutes, bad for business, really good for golfers. Nobody's around. There's no hurrying up. You just play golf.
Mm-hmm.
It was really fun. Christian and I went out. Christian and Benjamin scheduled today also. U of I looked great, was great. They've taken a lot of rain, but they've done great. And Mike Wallner's really done a good job with all of the social distancing and things. The way they have their system set up, it's really easy, and you just walk with your 18, walk 18, walk 9, whatever you want to do. And then Friday golfers, like all the good people at Willow Pond and all the golf courses around, can now get a foursome. And I believe you'll be allowed a single cart if you want. Well, yeah, that'll open it up a lot.
That's right.
Because a whole bunch of people can't walk and couldn't walk the golf course. So I ought to get a lot better. And again, we're supposed to open up a lot coming up this weekend.
Yeah, Friday, May 29th, we've got Phase 3 kicking in.
And I've talked to a restaurateur on Saturday. You know what? They're not going to make any money. I mean, it's still brutal. It's still going to be a lot of people going out of business.
Limited seating when it comes to being outside.
Well, and I guess it's a good way to kind of warm up and come back.
Maybe.
But it's not going to make them money. This is still a devastating time for a lot of businesses. I guess I forgot about it for a moment or briefly. And then I want to talk more about the golf game yesterday. It was really an escape. It was really entertaining.
Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning led from the third hole on, I believe.
Yeah, it got close at the end. Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady, Tom struggled but played better on the back. But it was just fun. It was just really, really well done. And a pouring, driving rain, too. So the conditions were bad. But a little more on that as we coming up here in just a moment. All right, 7:30 ESPN 93.5.
News, I'm Lillian Wu. From images of a crowded lake in Missouri to a pool party in Texas, Memorial Day crowds causing some alarm.
The White House warning, this is not a time to let our guard down in the fight against the virus. Beachgoers enjoying the sun and sand in Florida, California, Maryland, and Texas as well, among other places. Meantime, more reopenings today in Kentucky, Massachusetts, and New York.
Fox's Todd Pyro. A manhunt for a suspect in two killings going on.
Police in Connecticut, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania are looking for 23-year-old Peter Manfredonia. He's suspected in a deadly assault in Willington on Friday and a homicide in Derby on Sunday morning. As a result of the police investigation, he's believed to be armed with several weapons.
We also learned that firearms were taken from the home.
That's Connecticut Trooper First Class Christine Geltema.
Fox's Tal Jane Grasso. America's listening to Fox News.
Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Last week, Governor J.B. Pritzker announced that bars and restaurants will be open for outdoor seating during Phase 3 of the state's reopening plan, which is set to start in Champaign this Friday. And so the city is preparing for it in several ways. First, the city will coordinate with the establishments that can provide outdoor dining via the city's current outdoor cafe program, located mainly downtown, to determine how seating can be provided. Planning is underway to create three downtown picnic parks on portions of closed streets where customers can enjoy carryout from local restaurants. And plans are being developed to allow private parking lots at restaurants citywide to be used for outdoor dining. Champaign County has reported 5 new cases of COVID-19 on Sunday, and so the total for the county is now at 552. 311 are considered to be recovered, and 234 are active. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
SJ Broadcasting is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information regarding employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies at our stations, please notify Human Relations at 2702 Boulder, Urbana, Illinois, 61802, or email hr@sjbroadcasting.com or by phone at 217-367-1195. SJ Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer, encouraging minorities and females to apply.
Washing machine needs another repair. Let me rephrase that. My 3-year-old washer needs repaired again. I'm beyond frustrated. This was not a cheap washer. All I've had is issues and parts are hard to get. Does anyone make a quality washing machine anymore?
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World has just what you're looking for.
What is it?
You need a Speed Queen.
Speed Queen? I've heard of those. Aren't they in laundromats?
At Dick Van Dyke, we have Speed Queen washers made for residential use. They are built to last with metal parts, not cheap plastic. Best of all, they're built in the USA. In fact, right here in the Midwest.
Perfect. So, if I do need a repair, it's easy to get. Does it have the Dick Van Dyke 10-year protection plan?
That's right. And Speed Queen is in stock and on sale now at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
Okay, Monday weather. It's just, if you look at the map, it's just all over. I mean, just rain pretty much everywhere.
And some standing rain in the fields and sometimes crossing the roads on my way in today. Temperatures currently at 79. Hopefully, sunshine will come through strong at points of the day since it's so warm, up to 86, and dry us up a little bit. We still have a 40% chance of showers, though. Partly cloudy and a low 66 into the evening tonight. Same temperature range tomorrow. High 86, low 66. east. Isolated shower or thunderstorm chance at 30%. 50% chance of rain Wednesday. 60% chance on Thursday. High 82, low 65. Again, 69 with the clouds on ESPN 93.5.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the...
Yeah, we're honoring all our veterans and remembering Memorial Day. Extraordinarily important to appreciate and understand that so many have given the ultimate sacrifice. So we want to make sure we emphasize that on the program this morning. I am Stevie J. That is Diane Ducey. And here we are with the confirmed Champaign County COVID-19 cases, in case you've forgotten.
Okay.
11,661 tests. That was like 1,800 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So we're up 10,000 on testing. Rantoul blew us out of the water because of the Rantoul Foods. But 552, at least 100 up there, I think. Active, 234. Recovered, 311. We're still not using much of the hospital, which is a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Just four. The biggest age group to get this so far, according to the Champaign County Public Health, is the 21 to 30. 137 cases in that age group.
Mm.
And again, I bet you a bunch are from Rantoul. The younger worker
True.
Up there. Now, again, they're not hospitalized, meaning they're not really bad. It's just a really bad deal, and mm-hmm. they're probably going to be fine. 99.7 is the number, by the way. 99.7% of those 65 and under worldwide recover. So it's just really preying on the older and those with medical conditions. Pre-existing, you're weakened immune or something.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line is... we're getting a handle on a thing, and I know there are pictures out there. Oh, they're too close. They're too close.
Right, especially that Lake of the Ozarks
yep,
where everybody's
pretty,
partying.
Pretty crowded, and there's and again, anecdotally, just on glancing at pictures, they're pretty young.
Yeah.
Probably going to get it.
For Some, sure.
It's, listen, you're going to get it if you want to. I mean, it's just that you're probably not going to die. Again, unless you've got something pre-existing or in case... You are older, it's not a good thing. You don't want this. It just, the rest of the folks, so under 65, probably need to keep moving around. But I just think people are done. You know, we honored the thing. You're just not going to get us to keep doing it. I mean, there's going to be sports, there's not going to be people in the crowd, whatever. I mean, we're going to go along with that. But as mm-hmm. far as this whole stay at home stuff, it's just over.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but I think we know that what this is, it's really bad. You don't want it. And it could kill some, and it will kill more. But for whatever reason, under 65 healthy, you're not gonna like this. It's gonna be a bad flu, and it's gonna be awful. And from all accounts and people telling me they've had it, it's worse than the flu.
Mm-hmm.
This is way worse than the flu from how you feel and how long it takes and all these other things. The latest drug that they think is pretty good therapy starts with an R. hydroxychloroquine. I just started knowing how to say that one. Now
right.
we're on to the next one.
Okay.
Remdesivir or whatever it is. Apparently quite effective. If you get it for 15 days, you can chop 4 days off of the thing. So there's some effect there that is very helpful. It's used in some cases for Ebola. Remdesivir, I think, is the kind of the name of it. So that's hopeful.
Remdesivir.
Anyway, it's good, solid help, it appears, with more testing. But they've done a lot of testing. And I think it was the American Journal of Medicine that came out with this. New England Journal of Medicine came out with this. So it's pretty credible. All right, so we're hopeful with that one. We also are waiting... Of course, there's more tests on the vaccine. The early testing with 45 people proved effective. We're able to create antibodies with it that protect us from COVID-19. But you heard our county health administrator said we need a vaccine before we go to phase 5 for Illinois, meaning you won't have anybody at Memorial Stadium or State Farm Center for basketball, presumably, because I don't think there's any way we wouldn't get a vaccine before the new year. But then Congressman Roddy Davis said, hey, we're the United States of America. We might get it sooner.
That's right.
Everybody, never before in the history of humans has everybody been working on the same thing at once. I mean, China's working. We're working. Every country with capabilities is working 24/7. And the good results of that 45 people is now expanded to 600 people. Now, I'm not sure I'd want to step first in line to take that vaccine because people are already a little vaccine shy.
Yeah.
And then the next fierce debate will be, you can't make me take that, and the government apparently can. The Constitution says, yes, when it talks about protecting the many, they can't actually stick a needle in your arm and you can't say anything about it, which is shocking to me, but I think that's correct. Okay, ESPN 93.5, you talked to Rich Barnett as well.
I did. He's big with the AMVETs and getting those flags up, 2,500 graves. He talks about Grandview, which is over by Mahomet.
Good morning. I'm Richard Barnett. I'm Memorial Day Chairman for AMVETS Post 3. I served in Vietnam. One of the main reasons I got involved with being in the organizations was when we got back, there was a time where it was wasn't the most popular wars, but there seemed to be a lack of appreciation, so to speak, for the ones who had served. And felt like it was my duty, being a Vietnam veteran, to let people know that that was a time where a simple thank you would suffice in letting a veteran know. So I got involved with the VFW, the American Legion, and also the AMVETS, which I do the memorial service with and have been part of it for the last 21 years. Very, very proud of the what we have in our memorial service at Grandview, and which, by the way, a special thank you to Grandview Memorial Gardens because they do a really good job of helping us out. John, the groundskeeper there has been more than helpful in everything. And Becky works with us very well, and we really appreciate that.
What about the flags and things like that that we see on the
Well, we have, generally we put out about, the last count I had, I think we were a little over 2,500 flags, grave flags that we put out on Saturday. And then on Monday morning, we get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and we put out the casket flags for about 300. There's about 350 of those that we put out, and we usually take them down at the end of the day, depending again on the weather. Hopefully we can get them up this year, but looks like maybe the rain may give us a little problem, but we're going to try to make it, stick with it the best we can, and you know, these times right now are not normal, but we'll do what we can, and we'll make sure that our veterans are honored.
If someone is thinking, I'd like to give, I'd like to help, what can they do?
We have, over there, we have a what we call a memorial where people can honor their veterans, and they make a $50 donation, and we put their name on the board, and we keep the board up, and we keep things up, and they make the donation, basically, is what keeps us going as far as being able to keep new flags. You know, with the privacy laws now, you cannot get a hold of family members. The Grandview Memorial Gardens can't give you the information, so you have no way of really connecting with the families to replace flags. So generally what we count on is we count on donations by people who come to the Memorial Day service, and also the ones who remember they're fallen by one of the plaques on the board, and that's how we keep the money up to buy new flags if we need them.
So there's probably a national website that could get you to the local branch.
Oh yes, yes. AMVETS has a website, a national website. I believe it's AMVETS.org. You can go to. And it'll let you know, it can give you our website as well.
Thank you, Rich Barnett, for your service. We worked with Rich. Janet was head of the Champaign County Fair Queen Pageant.
Yes.
And Rich was with Pepsi.
Yes.
And he was with us, Ed Logan, Rich Barnett, a lot of good people.
Yeah, that's right.
Ted Ron back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Todd Salen. I mean, a lot of people worked with us, with Pepsi was the big sponsor for
and
that.
And so many of these people, so community-oriented.
Yeah, no, that's right.
And really vested in working, rolling up their sleeves, getting things done.
Ed says, thank you, all Honor Guard organizations. Larry sends us a message. There was no Indianapolis 500 yesterday. It was NASCAR, but there wasn't.
Right.
But IMS, which was the... Oh, there's a Speedway High School 5 minutes from the track. They used the track last week for seniors and their families to drive around the track for their graduation ceremonies.
Oh, wow.
They stopped on the yard of bricks, got out long enough to get their diplomas and drove out. How about that?
I love it.
That would be a good, memorable graduation on the Indianapolis 500 Speedway.
Right.
That would be fun. 7:45. Glad you're listening. Special Memorial Day show. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Thank you, our Facebook viewers. We have more than I expected on this Memorial Day. It's always hard to know whether we ought to work on these days. Well, you know, I wanted to come in case things are changing with the COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
I did not mention we are still at 7 deaths. Confirmed Champaign County COVID-19 deaths are 7. All except one in their 70s or 80s. I don't know if there's 90s, but 70s, 80s. One in their woman in her 40s, all pre-existing with some health issues that were pre-existing, which is clearly a problem if you get this. I mean, that's if you've got some sort of something, diabetes, heart issues, you don't want it. I mean, it could kill you.
That's right.
So, but as Americans, I argue we are able to make those choices of risk.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't want to be in a crowded pool in the Ozarks, which is circulating across the country this morning, then you don't go and you don't get in the pool and don't go.
And it's too bad how many people, though, get worked up and really feel anxious and hatred towards those people who are going out.
That's going to
shame
be
on them.
That aspect will be with us for a while. They're going to be the people that feel compelled to point fingers and you're not taking it seriously and you have no idea, you're irresponsible. It's going to be around a while. It's just human nature. There's always the people that tell us what they ought to be, you ought to be doing. I mean, it's going on forever. So no news there.
Okay. I guess we can't change it.
No, you can't.
To me, it's that poison statement though, you know. You're taking poison and you...
hate is like taking poison and expecting someone else to die.
That's right.
You just need to understand that you make your own choices and then you can be unhappy about others' choices, but you're not going to change others' choices. You can call the authorities, you can do all you want, but you're going to be carrying a burden on those shoulders. That'll probably get you sick.
That's right.
Just relax.
And the kids around you are watching also in so many cases in my circle of friends of the parents getting so worked up. And I feel so bad for the kids in the family that are seeing this.
Well, it's a historic time. There is no doubt. And Joe Biden's comment on Friday when he was on Charlemagne's Breakfast Club radio show targeting Black Americans.
Right.
African Americans, and he had to go. Somebody got in there and said, "We got to go." And he said, "I hope you'll come back." That's a long way to November with a lot more questions. And then Joe got those eyes going again. He said, "If you have a problem on who you're voting for, me and Trump, you ain't black." And I went, what?
Okay.
Did you say? Are you inferring or saying flat out that you're not black if you don't support automatically the Democratic Party and Joe Biden?
Wow.
And you're going, whoa. And again, I am conflicted here. Pretty easy every time, every cycle to say, yeah, I don't believe those things. I believe in these things, so I'm going to vote this way. This is a human thing. This is a Joe is getting old and we all could be there. Forgetting things.
Sure.
And not exactly, that's awful.
Right.
So from that point, I don't even feel like criticizing Joe Biden because he's not all there. And you're going, you don't talk about people that are, you just feel bad for them.
Mm-hmm.
Say prayers for them.
That's right.
But president? Uh-huh. And then I heard someone over the weekend said, the guy is really, really a little confused sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're all going to get there.
Right.
But what if the phone rings at 3 a.m. and he's startled? How's he going to... He's not going to run the country. He can be president, but he's not. They're going to tell him what to do and what to say. He can stand up there in a suit and talk and probably read the teleprompter still. But man, oh man, they got an issue. And if Joe Biden's not the guy, it's got to be Bernie. If it's not Bernie, he's by rights next.
No.
And if it's Bernie, the Democrats know socialists probably isn't going to win. But then the Bernie bros will leave and not vote. And they'll lose anyway. So they got a tough spot there. Mm-hmm. Got a tough spot. All right, 750. I have this Paul Harvey. You probably have heard this. And it's titled, If I Were the Devil. Have you ever heard this one? Paul Harvey was one of the greatest broadcasters in the history of humans. He was so compelling. He was so riveting. He was so conversational. And he was a wonderful American. Love Paul Harvey. I want you to hear this. Paul Harvey.
If I were the devil. If I were the devil. If I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
That was written in 1965.
Whoa.
That's 55 years ago. That was a whole different time, and yet gambling in all the states, overcrowding prisons.
God from the courthouse and schoolhouse.
Then from the schoolhouse.
Mesmerizing media fanning the flames.
Whoa. Paul Harvey, 1965. You can re-listen on YouTube. It's there, If I Were the Devil. And with all that's going on, man, it feels like a battle. I believe in good versus evil. I believe good wins, but doesn't mean evil can't hurt. Oh, boy, I tell you, Paul Harvey, 1965.
Thanks for playing that,
Well, it's stunning that he was writing about things that had not happened, about what could happen in our country in 1965. It's stunning. Michelle, so grateful for all of our veterans, past and present. Blessed to still have my daddy who served in Korea. Remember my father-in-law who served in WW2 and my uncle who served in Vietnam. Praying for all our military who serve to keep and protect our freedoms. Feel free to chime in, 359-2255 via text or voice, and Facebook message us as well. We'll break for the news at the top of the hour, come back, more stories, and don't forget, 11 o'clock this morning, we've got this wonderful memorial service because we can't gather.
That's right.
It's and by the way, when are churches opening?
I think there's some loose things happening as soon as this Sunday.
It's. I mean, again,
because we're in phase three.
But can Champaign County veto all that? Is it still going to be 10 or less? I mean, we're letting restaurants do the outside, and but that's going to be extraordinarily limited. We let hundreds of people in at one time at Walmart. If you have a big area, why can't you have hundreds of people if you're spaced?
Right.
And then was it Minnesota that said, yeah, you can go, but you can't sing?
Well, I think there's more people doing more drive-in movie style.
You're
on
doing that,
services.
Honking horns. But again, why can't I sing? Oh, you're going to spit. Well, I thought we were social distanced for that. Oh, it's going to land on the pew. I thought we couldn't catch it, according to the CDC last week, said you really can't pick it off services after all. What? Yeah. Apparently, it's not as big a deal off the surfaces we've been wiping down forever. You're shaking your head going, really? Anyway, it's time to get back to church.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go back to church, synagogue, mosque. We need our religion back. Now. Okay, news will be next. Glad you're listening. It's Diane. I'm Stevie J. It's 7:56.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Governor's orders, BMW Champaign is open for business. For the same payment of a domestic, why not buy a BMW? Sporty BMW race cars for under $400 a month, full size, three big rows for the price of a Chevy. But we live in a different world than we did just a few weeks ago. The deals are aggressive but temporary. Factory hasn't built or shipped vehicles in over a month. Inventories are dropping quickly. And if you wait, the BMW Champaign cars will be gone and the deals will be gone forever. You will have missed it. So buy online now at BMWofChampaign.com or simply come see us because we're open by order of the governor.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store. The Fighting Illini is now offering great deals online to all of Illini Nation. Introducing their biggest online sale ever. T-shirts starting at just $15, crew necks starting at $20, and hoodies starting at $25. Hundreds of other items are 20% off with free shipping on orders of just $50 or more. You won't want to miss out on these amazing deals. Head to gamedayspirit.com/sale today. That's gamedayspirit.com/sale.
Here's Caitlin, who tried the fresh, fast meal kits from Mia's Oz.
My family and I really enjoyed the fresh pasta meal kit that we got. I was able to pick it up very easily, took it home, and everything was ready to go with instructions inside for me. My kids were able to help me out with it as well, and anytime they get to help in the kitchen, they absolutely love it, and they eat even better. So we really loved it, and we look forward to trying another meal kit next time.
Mia's Oz at Wright and Green, next to the alma mater in Campus Town.
St. Louis has been blessed with a rich historic baseball team.
Swinging a long one into left field!
29 playoff appearances, 23 pennants, 11 world championships.
The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
Great memories.
Smith parks one into right down the line.
Great moments.
It may go!
Great games.
Go crazy, folks!
Now, get ready for the classic Cardinals games replay.
Tonight at 6:15, the 2004 NLCS Game 1 on ESPN 93.5.
What would you give for a child you loved to make their wish come true? To help them fight a critical illness? Just imagine what you'd do. You see, wishes are so powerful, and you can make them real. They can give a child back their childhood, even change the way they feel. Every single one of us can make the stars align, because when we come together, hope and joy will shine. Wishes need stars like you. Visit MakeAWish at wish.org.
If you're looking to save money at a grocery store with fresh fruits and vegetables, with in-store help, and someone who bags your groceries, I invite you to visit Value Check, where cost plus food creates more savings. Value Check, where quality and price meet you in the middle. Did I say you'll save money? You'll save money. Fantastic specials every single week. If you want to save money on your groceries, visit Value Check today. They're at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.